Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. According to Connecticut State Police, a Canaan man now stands accused of making threatening comments while at the Norwalk Department of Motor Vehicles. On Thursday morning, 55-year-old Gregory J. Playa of Honey Hill in Canaan allegedly said, "Today seems like a good day to shoot to kill," while finishing his transaction at the Main Avenue DMV. He then suggested he would return to the DMV another time, according to police. An employee called the state police to report the incident. The investigation led troopers to arrest Playa and charge him with second-degree threatening and second-degree breach of peace. He was released after posting a $10,000 bond. He's expected in Norwalk court September 13th to face the charges from the incident. Sharon Selectman has scheduled a town meeting for tonight to approve modifications to existing ordinances concerning such topics as the number of hard copies, proposed budgets to be produced in advance of an annual budget, town meetings in view of the growing number of people who access the information on the town's website, also an amendment to the building fee subscription, and also amendments to ordinances governing highway construction and driveways. The meeting will be held at 7 p.m. tonight at Sharon Town Hall. From the BerkshireEdge.com, Community Development Corporation of South Berkshire has announced Salisbury Bank made a $5,000 grant to the CDSB, funding its work building low, moderate-income housing and creating jobs in the Berkshires. That grant supports the organization by growing its general fund to expand staff and further the nonprofit's work helping families and individuals in the Southern Berkshire region. Also out of Great Barrington, the Railroad Street Youth Project has announced a fall round of opportunities in its apprenticeship program, offering local youth age 14 to 25 a chance to get hands-on career experience while they have fun and make connections. The opportunities include animal care with Bow Meow Regency beginning September 12th, photography with local artist Tamara Schlesinger beginning Friday, October 11th, culinary arts at John Andrews Farmhouse Restaurant with their chef beginning September 30th, culinary arts at the Tap House at Shaker Mill with Main Street Hospitality Group beginning on Tuesday, October 15th. For more information, please RSVP Apprenticeship Coordinator Nancy Villalobos at nancy@rsyp.org. Third Cornwall Library Labor Day Art Sale will be taking place. The show runs from Friday, August 23rd, opening reception 5 to 8, through Sunday, September 1st. Proceeds from the sale help defray the library's operating costs. On Saturday in Cornwall, on top of that Labor Day art sale going on at the library, there is crafts workshop at the Hughes Library at 11 o'clock, at 12 noon till 4 o'clock, a tour of West Cornwall Old Building and Landscapes, and from 4 to 7, live music with Johnny G and ice cream. That'll be held at the Hammond Beach. The Sharon Stork Club has a meeting on Saturday from 10 until noon at the Birthing Center on the ground floor lobby of Sharon Hospital. To register, 860-364-4124. Scoville Library hosting a performance by the Salisbury Band and then an ice cream social on the lawn on the 24th from 5 till 6 p.m. at 38 Main Street. Everybody's invited to bring a chair or blanket and enjoy the summer community event. The White Gallery in Lakeville keeps the spirit of summer with the opening of a Summer State of Mind on Saturday the 24th, opening artist reception from 5 till 7 p.m. Gallery artists will be in attendance. The exhibit will run through October the 27th. TheWhiteGalleryArt.com for more information. Couch Piper VFW Post 6851 hosting a fundraiser to benefit the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation. That is happening the 24th from noon till 6:30 at the Post, 104 South Canyon Road. The event will be featuring musical performances by Kevin and Pete, Heather Rose Band, and B. Rini Blues. Tickets are $12, include food. More information, 860-824-8158. A paid-in-sip fundraiser will be held on Saturday the 24th from 6:30 till 8:30 at the Ancrum Firehouse on County Route 7 in Columbia County. Creating sunflowers in a vase or an authentic roofing slate tile or a handmade sign made from reclaimed wood. Your donation includes all painting materials, light snacks, and wine, with all proceeds benefiting the Ancrum Ladies Auxiliary. Register for more information, BerkshirePaintAndSip.com. Grillsdale 2019 is happening at the Rojan Park in Hillsdale on Saturday from 7 until 11 p.m. Live music, 15 regional chefs grilling, craft beer and wine. Tickets and more information at grillsdale.com. public invited to an interactive World Peace Flag ceremony on Sunday the 25th at the World Peace Sanctuary at 26 Benton Road. Inquiries or more information, annemarie@worldpeace.org. Second graders and all students new to Seymour Smith Intermediate Learning Center are invited to pack a lunch, bring a blanket, and join Principal Julie Roberts on the front lawn on Monday the 26th from 11 till 2. Children will also have fun on the playground. Ice pops will be provided by the PTA. Building tours start at 11:30 in the morning, run every half hour until 2. For those unable to attend but still wish to tour the building, contact the office at 518-398-3000, extension 3102. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 52.33 to 26,255.06 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off the day today at 7991.39 and the S&P 500 at 2923.04. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.